Now, a few of your comments on yesterday's program.
One of our top stories as today was New York Governor Eliot Spitzer's apparent involvement in a prostitution ring. Spitzer delivered a brief statement to reporters that did not address prostitution or the question of whether he will resign.
Many of you felt we left out one important aspect of Spitzer's biography, the fact that he is a Democrat. I found it very curious that there was no mention of the New York governor's party affiliation, writes Scott Steidel of Alpharetta, Georgia. It's a detail almost never overlooked by NPR when describing the misdeeds of a Republican. I say this as a liberal who usually votes for Democrats. Please don't let this oversight call NPR's objectivity into question.
And Jeff Pinniger of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, felt much the same. Amazingly, the only party name you did use was that of a Republican when referring to an opponent of Mr. Spitzer. Now I remember why I let my membership lapse.
Yesterday, our co-host Robert Siegel spoke with Florida's Democratic Senator Bill Nelson about his support for a revote among Democrats in his state. Nelson wants a mail-in primary to replace the results of the state's earlier contest, which the Democratic National Committee nullified.
Similar ideas are being floated in Michigan, and Wendy Wan of Lansing writes this: "As a Michigander, I was not pleased that our state primary was moved forward. There were clear consequences for what was decided, and our state and the candidates need to live with the consequences. Raising money to hold valid primaries seems to be a waste of resources when our state desperately needs money for schools, jobs, police, and more."
Our program also included a field trip of sorts. Robert Siegel brought us the story of 10-year-old Danny McGorry of Manhasset, New York, and his FlyTech Dragonfly. It's a remote-controlled styrofoam toy that, in Danny's case, wound up in the talons of a bird-eating hawk. Reports of more dragonfly-hawk encounters got us wondering.
Yes. What might these birds of prey make of this jittery but inanimate thing of play?
They're either seeing it as a supernormal stimulus, as a behaviorist would call it, or as a wounded bird.
That's ornithologist Keith Bildstein, who came along on our field trip. Well, Barbara Frank wrote to us from a farm near White Post, Virginia. We have a nearby wildlife sanctuary where wounded birds, among other creatures, are rehabilitated and released into the wild. She continues, "You told your story with great humor and laughter. Where is the humor in that? Now everyone will rush to stores and buy such toys and try to lure the raptors."
But Edward Geist of Austin, Texas, enjoyed the field trip. "I loved hearing about the exploits of Team NPR. Listening to that story was the most fun I've had driving home in quite some time. Thanks."
Well, if you have praise, advice, or corrections for us, write. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the top of the page.